This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Neil.
And I'm Feifei. And this is The English We Speak.
What's in that bag, Feifei?
Oh, this! It's a box of the best washing powder there is. Dazzle Bright Numbio Washing Powder.
And why will I need that?
Well, at the meeting earlier, when John suggested we all wore suits to work, you said his idea won't wash with the team. So here's some washing powder to help you make it wash.
It's a kind thought, but I won't need it. When I said it won't wash, I mean his idea is unconvincing and won't work.
Ah, so you don't need my washing powder then?
No, thanks. You see, this phrase originally referred to fabrics that were not good quality and wouldn't last long when they were washed. But now it's about someone's idea or suggestion not lasting very long because people won't believe it or accept it. Let's hear some examples.
Your excuses for not finishing your essay won't wash with me. You've missed your deadline and that's that. The boss's idea to work an extra hour every day won't wash with the team. They'll be furious. Just saying you've got a cold won't wash with your fans. They've paid a lot of money to come and see you perform.
That's the expression, it won't wash, which really means it won't work or nobody will believe you. Of course, I do know this phrase, Neil.
So why did you bring in the washing powder?
Well, I know how scruffy our team members are, and if we do have to start wearing suits, they will all need a good wash. Did you have curry last night?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
There's a big yellow stain on your jumper. Just there. Here, why not test out my Dazzle Bright washing powder? It makes your old clothes look like new.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.